News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Oh, God damn it, it's a penguin outfit. That's the next that I'm lined up for. If you would like to have me dress as a penguin through much of the rest of the program, you can donate to makeawish.ie/donate. Claire Byrne got the target up to 61,000 yesterday. We are trying to get it up to 76,000 in about the next 20 minutes. And by we, I mean everybody except the person who's going to end up wearing the penguin outfit. Makeawish.ie/donate is where you can put your hand in your digital pocket if you want to see that happen. And if you don't want to see it happen, it is a very worthy charity. So makeawish.ie/donate. Curse words are creeping into everybody's daily lives and speech. This is according to research that has been done by the University of Queensland, which has been analysed and written about by author and journalist with The Telegraph, Sophia Money Coutts. Sophia, one of the things that unsettles me in this is the Irish are apparently the fourth sweariest nation in the world. I do not believe this. Something must be wrong in the analysis because nobody swears more than us.
Yes, the Americans are top of the table, which I found quite surprising.
No, they can't.
I'm quite nervous about what I could potentially say live on the radio. But yeah, the F-bomb for them, they're the biggest worldwide users of it, apparently. With Brits in second place and you guys in fourth. So we're all quite sweary and we are becoming swearier, apparently. I think over half of us swear most days, according to this study. And as we've seen recently, you know, the American president obviously has taken to it on social media. So yeah, we're all becoming more potty mouthed.
And does the study suggest that this is in some way linked to a change in morals, or is it just that English is a learning language?
Well, I think it's partly that. I think personally that it's partly social media and the sort of more informal way in which we all communicate these days. And we've just become very used to, I guess, more aggressive communication, maybe online, trolls. If even the American president is using the F word on social media, then that's not setting a terribly good example for everyone else, I would humbly suggest. So I think it's just that we're all becoming gradually more informal. I mean, obviously that depends, you know, on your age and what generation you are, but I think that's the general trend.
There's a line from, I think it's the movie A Christmas Story, where the kid refers to his dad as weaving a tapestry of profanity that hung above the city. See, I think that's the problem with this study. It suggests that profanity is intrinsically aggressive. In Ireland, the F word is often a term of endearment. It's an adjective, it's an adverb, it's a noun, it's a verb. It is everything to all people. We can't be fourth on the list, is my point.
Yes, no, I know what you mean. It can be. There's a way of doing it, isn't there? And there are certain words. I think there's a gradient when it comes to swearing. I mean, I like to swear myself. Yesterday, I kicked my shins into a chest of drawers and was hopping around my bathroom, shouting at the ceiling. So every now and then, of course. But I think, yeah, there are words that are probably more acceptable, and you guys have lots of them than others.
Well, on that
thing
of injuring yourself. Oh, go ahead, Sue.
Oh, Sophia. No, sorry.
No, you, please. You.
Well, no, the Brits, apparently, the first choice for us, it's the C word, which obviously I hardly
Good
even dare
Lord.
Say that on radio. But that's, my mum, for instance, would be pretty shocked at that.
That's quite an extraordinary. I read a study a while ago, that said that in that instance, if you do injure yourself, and again, this is who funds scientists, but the study revealed that if you do injure yourself, loud profanity actually reduces the perception of pain.
Yeah, I read that when I was writing this column, and I did think about that as I was hopping around my bathroom yesterday. I think supposedly yelping and shouting something a bit fruity if you've accidentally just stubbed your toe, it somehow increases your pain tolerance because it releases tension and frustration. I don't know which scientist spent time on that important study, but that is apparently what they found.
Is there any risk that it points to a diminution of the societal lexicon, that we use these effectively as filler words for the words that we don't know?
I think so. Obviously some people would probably argue that. And as I say in my piece, I think there's a place to do it. I wouldn't do it necessarily that publicly or in the office, although there are apparently 4% of people, according to the study, who thinks it's acceptable to swear in church. But I don't think, you know, with mates or in the privacy of one's own home or in the car, for instance. I say in my piece, I get terrible road rage. So I do it in the car when there's no one else but my dog. I think there are places where it's probably more acceptable and it's not about the disintegration of society than others.
Sophia, thank you very much. Sophia Money Coots there, author and journalist with The Telegraph Text. Say, look at the difference between the Irish and British version of Gogglebox and First Dates. Bad language in the Irish versions, none in the British ones. Another, wasn't there a massive amount of complaints to the BBC about the Irish version of The Traitors, though? They seem a little bit more reserved than us. This is my point. I think somewhere we have to register a complaint because we should be topping the table. All right, I'm abandoning the wig because it's getting too hot. If we hit €76,000, my future holds a penguin outfit. Makeawish.ie/donate is where you can give if you want that to occur.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.